Today's Cotton Newsline is one cut. It features Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The bill includes a number of important provisions and funding for the cotton industry. Those include fully funding the boll weevil and pink bollworm eradication programs, as well as fully funding USDA's export promotion programs that are a key source of funding for Cotton Council International and its export promotion and development activities that are conducted around the world. The bill also includes funding for the 3 cotton ginning labs that are located across the Cotton Belt. In addition to those funding priorities, the bill includes in its report language several items to try to encourage additional economic assistance to be provided to the cotton industry. One of those is language that encourages USDA to again operate the cotton ginning cost share program in a manner similar to how it was conducted last year by the previous administration. The language also talks about the committee's support for designating cottonseed as an oilseed in an effort to try to make it eligible for the current Farm Bill programs. The language also includes some broader provisions that just generally discuss the need for USDA to seek opportunities and authorities that they can utilize to help provide economic assistance to the cotton industry until a new Farm Bill is in place. It's not clear at this time when that bill will move to the House floor. It's very likely that it will get packaged with other funding bills for the upcoming fiscal year, and those will be considered in a broader package sometime this fall after the August recess. And then on the Senate side, regarding the agricultural funding bill, they have not taken any action yet on their version, but we expect them to mark up that bill sometime before the August recess.